Sadhguru, what is personality? How does one develop it?
If you look at what you call as a human being, it's a certain amount of life energy manifested within a certain form. As there is a physical form, there is also an energy form to complement that. But that also is a structured form. The more and more one develops his personality, personality means the more and more you identify yourself with certain limited qualities in life, you become a strong personality. You have very strong sense of what is right and wrong, you have very strong sense of what you like and dislike. All these things establish your personality. This makes you rigid. With this rigidity, in the physical spheres of life, you can push your way through because you have a strong personality. All the time, today especially, if you are planning to become something in the world, let's say you want to become an executive, you want to run a corporate, whatever, or you want to start your own business, people are telling you, you must believe in yourself. You must tell yourself, I'm great, I can do it, kind of things. You're trying to establish your personality so that you can push your way through in the world. Some kind of physical success in the world, some kind of success which is socially relevant could be achieved by having a strong personality. Now, when we say a spiritual process, we are trying to dissolve this personality. Because the stronger your personality, the more rigid your energies become. The more rigid your energies are, less the possibility of you transcending into higher dimensions of life. Because you are sort of concretized yourself with your likes and dislikes, opinions, ideas, philosophies, whatever. So a spiritual process means we are trying to dissolve all that you created. First of all, to understand why we are trying to dissolve this is, why did you construct something? Simply because somewhere you never tasted the basis of who this is. You never experienced this one, so you are trying to build a false entity which will somehow survive. Somewhere you felt so inadequate as a being that you're trying to become some kind of a person with some strength. Because you never tasted the strength of this being, now you're trying to taste the false strength of your personality. Because there is such a deep insecurity of being not worthwhile, you're trying to make yourself worthwhile by building a personality. And these personalities, what kind of personality you build is subject to so many inputs that you take in your life, is subject to what you are exposed to, your culture, your religion, your family, your education. All these things are playing a role in building your personality. As I said, it's socially relevant. It has no life relevance. Your personality cannot go anywhere. It can go to the office, it can go home, it can go on the street, but it has no place to turn inward. It cannot touch any other dimension of your life. It is only a tool to push your way through in the world. When you say, I'm turning spiritual, now you have a longing to taste, experience and establish yourself in other dimensions of life. If that has to happen, You need a presence, you need connection with life, not with the false structures that you have built. So all sadhana is towards that. So when as a person becomes a spiritual possibility, that means he has become more malleable. He is not rigid. He is no more a burnt pot. If we look at you like a pot, he is no more a burnt earthen pot. He's just formed himself because he also has to still live in the society. But this is a mud pot which is just clay. Anytime you could melt it and let what is inside burst forth. He has not burnt his clay, he has kept it raw. Any moment he wants, if he just dips himself into the water, he will be gone. You make a pot out of the earth, if you don't burn it, if you just dip into the water 2 minutes and try to take it out, nothing will come with you, it's all gone. But if you burn it, if you keep it there for 10 years, still it won't go, it is right there. So what you are doing in terms of building a personality is, the form that is necessary to survive in this existence, you are concretizing it. Spirituality means you are deconcretizing it so that it is malleable. You still maintain a form, you still play around with a personality, but it is not you. Any moment you want, you can just drop it. Now you can enjoy your person also, but above all you enjoy your presence. Less personality you carry, more presence you have. More personality you carry, very little presence you have. So all sadhana is towards this, to dissolve the personality and enhance the presence of life in you.